Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. We're starting off, as we quite often do on Sounds Irish, with a track from Brendan O'Dowden. Now, Brendan, as I tell you every time I play him, hailed from the County Louth, which is, as I've told you before, the smallest county in Ireland. Now, he's not singing an Irish song here, but this one, every time he appeared in public at a concert, he was always asked to sing this song. Well, he told me that himself. This is Brendan and his interpretation of La Golondrina. To you and me, the swallow. Now, it is a bit longer than we normally have on Sounds Irish, but it's too good to fade.
The swallow now is speeding for warmer clime and sun-drenched foreign shore. As cooler breezes tell of summer fading, my heart with you into the heavens will soar. Oh, graceful swallow, bear a message of love, for on your journey lies the land of my heart. Glide down from above, a sea-swept isle from which I've had to part. Among those shores are all that I care or live for, my home, my loved one, waiting for my return. As dawn you sweep, shed my blessings upon them that tell of love which in my heart still burns. Each winter long, consoling in my dreaming, that you fond swallow on your gleaming wing have sped as I would wish I could go speeding straight to their heart, and with you my love bring. land of my heart. Glide downward as you see from above a sea-swept isle from which I've had to part. My loved ones waiting for my return. As down you sweep, shed my blessings upon them that tell of love which in my heart still burns. That tell of love which in my heart still burns.
Accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra there, the gentle voice of Brendan O'Dowda. And I love the simple way he ended that. La Golondrina, the swallow. We learned during last week of the unfortunate passing of Big Tom, and on last week's programme I played one of his big hits. I'm going to play another track from Big Tom now. Tom McBride, to give him his proper name, but we all knew him and loved him as Big Tom. And here he's singing the praises of the Connemara Shore. Now, Connemara, as I've told you before, is in County Galway. And in this case, he's talking about the town of Clifton. And I was on last week's programme, I also mentioned the fact that whenever Big Tom sang a country song, he sang it in his own County Monaghan accent, the Connemara Shore.
There's a place in County Galway, neath the skies of golden grey, close by the Manturk Mountains, where so often I did stray. And the little town of Clifton, I long to see once more, beside the broad Atlantic, on my Connemara shore. You can see the misty mountains when the heather's in full bloom, and the waters of Loch Carron close by the hill of Doon. And the mountain streams that whisper through the valley of Kylemore, you join the salt sea waters on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me, and the winding little country roads that journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. I'm off the 5-9 highway in the valley far below. There stands a lonely cottage where the old road used to go, and the whistle of the freight train has gone forevermore, that echoed through the mountains on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me, and the winding little country roads that journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. the shamrock and the heather. I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk mountains on my Connemara shore.
Big Tom and my Connemara shore. And friends, if you ever get the chance to come to Ireland, you must certainly go over to the west, to County Galway, and visit Connemara. And I'll dedicate that to any Galway listener listening to Sounds Irish this week. Now, as I mentioned with the Brendan O'Dowda track, this next track is a little longer than we usually have, because most of the tracks I play are, well, at a certain length, but some of them are a bit longer than others, and they're too good to fade. It's the first of our Johnny McAvoy tracks, and I might play another one before the end of the programme. This is a recording of a live performance, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let Johnny introduce it himself.
My favourite song, Nora.
Violets were scenting the wood. Nora displaying their charms to the bee. When I first said I loved only you, Nora, and you said you love only me. The chestnut blooms gleamed through the glade, Nora. A robin sang loud from the tree. When I first said I loved only you, Nora, and you said you loved only me. The gold daffodils shone, Nora, and danced in the breeze on the lea. When I first said I loved only you, Nora, and you said you loved only me. The birds in the trees sang a song, Nora, of happier transports to be. When I first said I loved only you, you loved only me. Our hopes, they have never come true, Nora, our dreams were never to be. Since I first said I loved said you loved only me.
much, ladies and gentlemen.
Johnny McAvoy and a lovely version, gentle version of Nora. My dad used to sing a bit of that song. He never knew it all, but he used to sing a little bit of it when he had two wine gums and a cup of strong tea. We're going to move it along a little bit now because this is the first track this week from Foster and Allen, and they're singing the praises of the green fields of Ireland. And why not?
Over the moorland and over the lea, across the Atlantic, oh, what do I see? The high hills of Antrim, the coastline of Clare, the green fields of Ireland will welcome me there. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. I stand by the harbour, oh what do I see? A great ocean liner is waiting for me. There's young people leaving for lands far away. All we ask is the right for to go or to stay. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. I pray that the end of the troubles will come. We'll bury the hatred along with the gun. And the never once my enemy will call me his friend. And the green fields of Ireland will be peaceful again. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland.
My favourite Irish duo there, Foster and Allen, and the Green Fields of Ireland, and doubtless we'll be hearing more from them before the end of this week's programme. Now, once again, we go to a live recording, this time by the Irish Rovers. Now, people may have a little problem with this track because of the accents. They're from Belfast, Northern Ireland, and this is a recording that they made in Pasadena some years ago. And they're telling us the story of when they were little boys and they would buy Coulter's candy. And in one part they talk about the boys playing football using their jackets as goalposts, but they say jackets. That's the accent. As I say, I hope the accent doesn't put you off, but it's a cheerful little song from the Irish Rovers, Coulter's Candy.
You know, when we were young fellas at home, we never had very much. We never had great things like the children have nowadays. But, you know, we used to have a great time anyway. The biggest day in our life in those days was a Saturday, because that was the day that our mommy would give us threepence to go down the street and buy a big bag of sweeties. But anyway, we'd like to sing you a song that sort of takes us back to those days. We hope that'll take you back maybe to the days when you were little as well.
Bally, ally, bally me, sitting on your mommy's knee, waiting for your wee penny to buy some Coulter's candy.
I was on my way down to my work in the town, and I took a shortcut through a wee lane, when I heard such a noise coming from a bunch of wee boys that I had to go and have a look just to see what they were doing. Well, they were kicking at football with their jackets for goalposts, and the jackets were soaking and muddy with rain. Oh, but they were enjoying it so well that I said to myself, it would be nice to be a wee boy again. I was just going to ask them, hey boys, can I get a game? Oh, but maybe they think I was insane. But as I kicked their old ball back, I still had the neck, and I felt like a wee boy again. And then I could hear my mother shout, why, you'll go for that loaf, or the skeleton ear you'll be having. And then I remembered the Saturday penny, the one we got when we were away, and the things that you bought, the big load that you got, you know. It would be nice to hear them days again.
Ali Bali, Ali Bali me, sitting on your mommy's knee, waiting for your wee penny to buy some coulter's candy.
Times are getting hard anew, your daddy's signing on the brink, your mommy's still got a penny for you to buy some coulter's candy.
Ali Bali, Ali Bali me, sitting on your mommy's knee, waiting for your wee penny to buy some coulter's candy.
Poor wee man, you're getting awful thin, a wee pile of bones covered over with skin. Soon you'll be getting a wee double chin from sucking your coulter's candy.
Ali Bali, Ali Bali me, sitting on your mommy's knee, waiting for your wee penny to buy some coulter's candy.
Come my boy, my bonny wee wee man, run down that road as fast as you can, pay up your money to the sweetie man for a big bag of coulter's candy.
Ali Bali, Ali Bali me, sitting on your mommy's knee, waiting for your wee penny to buy some coulter's candy.
Ach, but the time was wearing on, and I said, hey boys, I have to get going, or as a sec from my work I'll be in. But as I waved them goodbye, my heart stood with a sigh, hot to be just a wee boy again.
Ali Bali, Ali Bali me, sitting on your mommy's knee, waiting for your wee penny to buy some coulter's candy.
Well-deserved applause there for the Irish Rovers, reminiscing and telling us all about coulter's candy. I hope you were able to understand the accent. It was lovely, I thought. Now here's a track sung by my favourite Irish ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. The song was written by Liam Riley, a good friend of mine, used to be keyboard with Bagatelle. And this tells the story, well, the song is entitled The Flight of Earls. And it tells the story of a young man sitting, waiting in the waiting room for the bus to bring him out to Dublin Airport because they're leaving, himself and his friends are leaving Ireland behind, which is, well, always has been for a long, long time now, the young people emigrating. Have to say, not as much as they used to, but they're still emigrating now to places like Australia and New Zealand, whereas before it used to be the UK and Canada and the US. And it tells the story of how we're going and we're leaving our country behind because of no work. But as I played this song, there's a lovely line towards the end and says, do remember, those aeroplanes fly both ways. Take a listen to Dublin City Ramblers and The Flight of Earls.
Mm-hmm. I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join MacAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times it's you, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the kiss and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. What if we see better days? Those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again.
The Dublin City Ramblers and the very true song, The Flight of Earls. And now we're heading up to Donegal with the Emmett Spiceland telling us the sad story of Mary from Donglow.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Gidal. I'm crossing the main ocean where the foaming billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spent many happy days. Farewell to kind relation, I am bound for America. May I marry your my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay. But absence makes the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of Sweden.
Very nice harmony there from Emmett Spiceland, telling us the story of Mary from Donegal. Well, we've been moving around Ireland quite a bit on this week's programme. Where have we been? We've been to Galway and Connemara. We've been to Donegal. Now, courtesy of Derek McCormack, we're going to Offaly. Now, there are not many songs written about Offaly. This one, The Offaly Rover.
Rover I have been, and a rover I will stay. But to that faithful county I will return someday. Hoofalia, how I love you, with your heather-scented air. Silently the peaceful Brosna calls her sons from far and near. Oh, Kinnity, I long to see when the woodbine's in full bloom, to stroll the fields around for ban, hear the wild birds in full tune. At Clonmacnoise I'll see you, unto Banagher we'll stray. With the fishermen we'll drink and hear of the ones that got away. still in exile are some friends I used to know. Still I must pass Killahy, where great sportsmen are laid low. By Crahan Hill I see you, where in childhood I did play. So adieu to you, beloved sleeve blue, I must be on my way. Pile the brown turf on the fire, bring the keg in from the barn. Let the blacksmith sing his rebel song, and the poacher tell his yarn. Come close, my friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we'll toast our awfully heroes from the heather, hill and glen. And we'll toast our awfully heroes from the heather.